So you may be wondering, as a lot of people have done, what is a spiritual life coach? Jody, please tell me, what is what? Or maybe I have an idea, but I'd like to know your take on it, perhaps, or someone else's take on it. And so there comes the question, what does a spiritual life coach actually do? And also, you might be wondering, well, what do you do, Jody, Dean? Well, I can tell you both. I can give you my perspective, and then if that's helpful, wonderful. Because ultimately, you know, all we've got is ourselves, and so I can give you from my perspective. So spiritual life coach is a coach, a guide, an advisor, a mentor that has a spiritual perspective, as in it's a bigger perspective, a more philosophical approach to life that goes beyond just the materialistic, the 3D, and the psychological, to a more all-embracing reality, a magical reality, if you like, where we see ourselves as souls or spirits in a material realm, a divine spark in a physical body, and that there is an abundance of support and help and assistance coming at us from every trajectory, if only we would receive it, if only we would recognize it and notice it, so that we can actually allow it into our awareness. Now, that might sound fully esoteric, so let's approach it from a different angle. A spiritual coach will guide you in a way that helps you with all the life coaching stuff, purpose, helps you with the challenges in life you're facing, the patterns, self-sabotage, difficulties. It might be in your business or your relationships, work, so many different things, personal issues, meditation, focus, helping you focus on what's important and cut the other stuff out or away, helping you schedule your life, helping you make those choices that are critical to you for your success, but at the same time hold you in a grander perspective as a soul on a spiritual journey through life, where you're on a hero's journey, if you like, and that you're learning lessons, kind of initiations. And that's, you know, when we start to talk about this, is that's more my personal perspective and how I might be able to help you. And my approach that I would take with all of this is from more of a spiritual perspective, a hero's journey perspective, that the difficulties and challenges we are facing in life, those things out there are really aspects of our inner self, which want to be seen, want to be recognized, are looking for awareness, for healing. And so that's where we find, oh, these challenges, if I change internally, if I resolve them internally within myself, if I find harmony within myself, then my external life will start to transform as well. And so within, so without, as above, so below, right? That kind of alchemical ethos applies here. And, you know, that nemesis that might be out there, that enemy, could actually turn out to be a representation in the three-dimensional of something that is within us, a conflict within us, that perhaps we've been carrying across lifetimes, or from childhood, from our infancy, when we've had a challenge, a trauma, a pain, a difficulty that we've kept with us and brought along with us into our adult reality, and is causing us conflict, until we recognize it and see, oh, I'm behaving in this way, I'm seeing the world in this way due to that thing that happened back then, that trauma, that is unresolved and unhealed. And so that's created a belief system and a way of being that no longer serves me. As I look at it and I see it, I see, oh, this does not serve me. Oh, okay. Right. So, can I let it go? Is it limiting me? Is it limiting my experience, my reality? And there's immense freedom and power that comes from that when we start to have that approach and look at these things in this new way and take responsibility and take our power back. And this is a lot about you being given that opportunity to heal, to grow your awareness, and ultimately take your power back and take ownership of your life as you being the one in control, as you being the agent of your destiny, and living life fully on purpose with full intentionality, and falling in love with life, ultimately. Learning to flow with life, surrendering to the greater spirit that is in with all things, and opening up and expanding, and therefore living with greater joy, in harmony and abundance, and life working for you as you flow and as you learn to glow in your own personal life and taking responsibility and releasing all that no longer serves you. So that, in a nutshell, is what a spiritual life coach does, and that's what I do particularly. You know, and this can go into the multidimensional. It can be opening up your intuition and your abilities in those realms, or it can be more about your walk in life and, you know, walking with grace, walking with respect for yourself and others and all of life, and learning to live in the flow and in harmony and honor all things, including yourself, most of all yourself. So yeah, that hope that helps. If you're interested in getting some clarity about your life situation and where you are now and activating your highest frequency timeline, then I'm offering some free 30-minute sessions. You can use the link in the video description below to book a session with me. Hopefully you get there in time and I haven't taken the link away, because I have been having a lot of success and great feedback from these sessions. Again, it's completely free. It's a half hour session, and yeah, nothing to sell. And that's part of my philosophy right now, is to really give and be the change, ultimately, which I think really flows in nicely with what I've just shared. It's taking this ownership and responsibility for how the reality that, you know, I want to experience, and deciding that and creating that. Okay, thank you so much. I've been Jody Dean. My website is Jody Dean, JodyDeane.co. And yeah, click on the link below, tap on the link below to book your quantum visioning session with me now. All right, take care. Thank you. Walk well. Walk in light. Blessings.